This is Paul Tran, and I am reading my poem, Document. There is a dark so deep, we get lost in it. Such is the mind, born and reborn from a single cell, in the womb or wounds of mothers, ready or not to be mothers. I see mine, on the shore of Pulau Bidong, her hair salted by wind, thrown in from an ocean she can't uncross. She decides not to enter, not to turn back and fill her lungs with green water where, it seems, her past and future drowned. How much past is too much? How do we document what has no document? In the country that divided my country, that stripped my mother and I of our names, I turn the page of a book with photographs of Vietnamese refugees resettled at Camp Pendleton, 35 miles north from where I grew up, my fingers on their faces, a stranger's eye, frozen in time, as though a lover stroking or slapping their cheeks. Women in Ao Ba Ba, thin as infant skin. Women decorated with all their wealth, fat with gold and jade and emerald, diamond rings sported brilliantly in death, which I'm sure they know will undress them until they're humble and bare as we began. I look for my mother, though I know she won't be there, though I know at that time, a year dark as bomb smoke, bright as bomb fire, my mother sat beside my grandfather in a hospital he'll never leave alive. It's important for me to say, I look for her still, because someone has to. Someone has to imagine her there, counting each grain of rice rationed to her for the week, or practicing the word stop for when American soldiers, young and driven by want, throbbing and hot for a self they traded in to be killing machines, knock on her door at night to take attendance, to take what they can from prisoners who they think have more to give. I look for her until I can look no more, until photographs bleed together, the membrane between then and now ripped away, and every face is mine.